The only way to be spiritually whole. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The only way to be spiritually whole. It's so interesting how we love that word absolute. We love that word absolute, and we think the word absolute is so fantastic and so perfect and so wonderful. And we use the word fantastic. We use the word absolute. We think that it's representative of everything and all. And indeed it is, but we have no idea what it means. We have no idea what the absolute means. Because we live in a relative world. We have chosen to live in the relative world. We have chosen to be born in a relative world, and the relative world has this expectation from us. Who are we? Who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? All these things are questions that we ask of ourselves. We say these are the mighty questions, the questions that are insoluble. We have no idea how to solve them. And yet, they have no solution and they have no problem. I use the two phrases, I am absolute, I am relative. And as I use these two phrases, I think they sort of answer a lot of questions for me. But all they do is to confuse me. When you say, I am man, when you say, I am woman, when you say, I am child, you are saying that you are those things. When you say, I am God, my goodness, you don't want to say that, because you start saying that, and people are going to expect you to be God. Well, when you say, I am spiritually whole, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for you to expect yourself to be, and for people to expect yourself to be, and for people to expect themselves to be? How wonderful that would be. The only way to be is spiritually whole. Now, I find it very difficult to start saying affirmations and to say them continuously and to say them without exception, because the experiences of my life sort of belie those things. They say, that's not true. That's not true. You're not living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're not ideal. You're not spiritually whole. You're not fantastic. You're not everything that is good and beautiful. And why is it that my self denies that and says that I'm not spiritually whole? Why does my self want to say, no, I shouldn't say that. No, I shouldn't believe those things. I shouldn't listen to those things. Why does my self say that? Well, my self says that because my self is my challenge. This is my challenge. A challenge that I have given to myself that says I am not yet fully realized as a spiritually whole person. And as long as I have that self in me that's saying that and that's confessing that to me and confusing that to me and wishing that upon me, yes, wishing that upon me, so it will be. So it will be. We heard a young girl, 10 years old, singing the other day, and she was singing on a talent show, and she opened her mouth, and she had the mouth of a magnificent operatic singer, an operatic singer so trained, so beautiful. Her notes were just glorious. She reached the absolute notes that the opera singers love to reach. She had the tone, the control. She was amazing, absolutely amazing. And everyone who heard her just was stunned to hear such beautiful singing. And they thought to themselves, how can that be? How can that be? A 10-year-old child singing with a voice like that. And yet, there she was, singing with a voice like that. Where did the voice come from? It came from within her. Now, there's going to be a lot of hullabaloo about her, and we'll hear more and more about this young girl who sings so beautifully. And we'll find out, perhaps, how she did it. Was she born with that? Was she trained with that? Did she just listen to a grand operatic singer and say, that's me, and then sang like that? How did she achieve it? Well, the only way to be is spiritually whole. Now, we're not going to lay any great laurels upon this person except that she demonstrated that particular area of her life. We didn't find it so strange when these autistic children come up with the ability to do mathematical problems of great intensity immediately, as fast as a computer can do it, and perhaps even faster. Now, how can they do that? How can they touch upon something which is not evident to all of us? How can they touch upon something that all of us would love to touch upon, but we don't do it? How can they do that? Well, they do that by recognizing that in that area, in with that talent, they are spiritually whole. They are magnificent. They are wonderful. Now, if there's a lot to all of that, and we want to think about it, we want to put all sorts of questions to it, and we want to put all sorts of answers upon it, and the only one answer is to let go and let God. Let go and let the divine self be. Let go and let who we really are always be who we really are. Let go and let it always be that we can sing so beautifully, that we can do mathematical problems so beautifully, that we have an inner genius that's waiting to come out and waiting to be revealed. How these people did this, how the autistic child did this, how his brain was released to open up the mathematical channels of his mind, how an Einstein expresses such magnificence, how Mozart, how many of the others that we have heard of and know about who expressed a genius, a superior quality of spiritual wholeness, magnificent beyond what we think we can do. But we can do it. We can do it. It's a matter of standing still and saying, I know that I know that I know I am divine. I release the divine in me and I let it go. I know that I know that I know all is in divine order. I know that I know that I know. I affirm these things. I know these things. And what's the first thing that comes to me when I know these things? What's the first thing that comes to me when I think these things and say these? The first thing that comes to me is that I am peace. I am peace. And I am relaxed. And I am happy. I am content. I'm not searching, I am. I'm not wishing, I do. I express all the genius that's in me now and always. The only way to be is spiritually whole. And to be spiritually whole, I let go and know that I already am spiritually whole. And I let go and let that spiritually whole quality in me be me, and be all that I am, and be the wonder and the magic that I am. Each one of us can do this. This young girl who sang so beautifully, the children who are autistic and have that talent that comes forth, the Mozarts and the Einsteins, all of these geniuses, they just let go and let it happen. We remember so well that as Mozart created his music, he wrote it letter perfect, note perfect, every whit whole and perfect as he did it, because he listened within. and as he listened 100% within, he was not misled. As he listened totally within, the genius in him, the divinity within him, the spiritual quality of wholeness in him revealed itself to him, as it does to us often, if we would just be still and let the divine reveal itself in and through us in every moment of our life. And we can do that, and we will do that, the moment we begin affirming the truth about ourselves only. Acknowledging the truth about ourselves only, and being aware of the truth about ourselves and our world and our creation, and know that it is done now, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, now. And so it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.